this is Melissa Bartel, the Bathtub Mermaid, and this is Tales from the Tub.
I only touched your love when the tips of my fingers tried to clutch your love. I'm sick of this soap in a bathtub, love. I need something to hold.
It's time for Sunday Brunch with the Bathtub Mermaid. Today, a friendly game of cards. Over the last few months, I've become addicted to Kickstarter, the crowdsourcing entity that helped LeVar Burton earn millions of dollars to bring back Reading Rainbow, helped us get the Veronica Mars movie that premiered earlier this year, and is keeping fans full of continuing Star Trek adventures with movies and shows that have professional, or nearly so, production values and are released via YouTube or private websites. I've contributed to all of the funding campaigns mentioned above, as well as a smaller effort involving Javier Grillo-Marquez's fantastically funny Middleman graphic novel. But not every project has huge media attention, and a lot of the things being funded on Kickstarter are actually pretty small as a deck of cards. It's actually the card decks that I'm most intrigued by. Growing up, we always had the typical bicycle cards in red and blue lying around the house. So many of my childhood memories involve watching my grandparents, aunts and uncles, and older cousins gathered around the dining table with its vinyl floral tablecloth. Cups of strong coffee and glasses of homemade iced tea would share space with ashtrays and plates of cookies, Stella Dora Anisette toast, and Pepperidge Farm Milanos. Voices would be raised in affectionate bickering or exuberant laughter, and all of it would just be counterpoint to the real action. A friendly game of cards. Back then, the card game would be Canasta or maybe Hearts, and I remember longing to be old enough to actually play, instead of just watching from the balcony hallway or, when the hour grew late, hunkering down on the stairs hidden from view by the hutch. As I grew older, I went through a phase of playing poker. Okay, it might have been music camp and it might have been strip poker, but in the 20 years, almost, that Fuzzy and I have been together, the only card games we've played have been Phase 10 and Flux. Since the first of the year, I've backed a fair number of Kickstarter projects that are special runs of playing cards. So far, I've received one deck based on Sherlock Holmes, the Moriarty edition, and I have others due to start arriving in the next few weeks, based on Cthulhu, the Orient Express, and a couple of other things. I even acquired a Star Wars-themed deck from a friend who brought swag back from San Diego Comic-Con for a bunch of her friends. Sure, you might argue that a deck is a deck, but if you saw the art on these things, you'd understand my attraction, my near addiction to hand-designed playing cards. Having all these cards appear where previously we had none has me wanting to play cards more, but after decades without regular play, I barely remember how. It should come as no surprise, then, that my most recent Amazon.com book purchase was not a novel or DVD to add to my queue or collection, but Hoyle's Modern Encyclopedia of Card Games. Card games have always been more about socialization than gambling, at least in my experience. Oh yes, money is often exchanged, but far more often, it's confidences that are traded. Little secrets, personal stories, family legends, the history of a friendship formed long ago. This is why we saw friendly games in shows as diverse as Star Trek The Next Generation and The West Wing, and why watching celebrities play poker became popular not so long ago. As for me, I have no interest in losing money to my friends or bluffing them out of their pocket change. But I love the moments we share gathered around the table, playing games and having conversations. It doesn't matter who wins or who loses. What matters is that the coffee is hot, the cheesecake has just the right hint of lemon, and we put aside whatever's gone wrong in our week for a friendly game of cards. This Sunday Brunch entry is a transcript that it was originally written for All Things Girl magazine, which you can find at allthingsgirl.com. I'll be back with the formal show credits in a minute, but first, a bath and a promo from a good friend's awesome podcast.
Hi, I'm Nuke Choss, the host of Nutty Bites. And hi, I'm Tech, Nutty's regular guest.
Or antagonist. Our podcast is like a call-in show where geeks get to debate topics about speculative fiction.
We don't really debate.
Sure we do. We debate topics such as lame superpowers, the best villains, and our favorite apocalypses.
We're more like rant, rave, and then have massive nerd rages.
People call in from all over the world, sometimes minor celebrities, and we've even had some supervillains show up.
Do you ever notice that you never have any superheroes or good guys?
I'm a good guy.
Compared to what?
Antagonist, not really a guest. Nutty Bites, nimlast.org.
The Bathtub Mermaid Tales from the Tub is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and, unless otherwise expressly stated, is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike International License. The show is recorded and produced using the Boss Jock application for iPad. Music for The Bathtub Mermaid is provided by Mevio's Music Alley, a great resource for PodSafe music. Visit them at music.mevio.com. The opening song is Soap in a Bathtub by Stony. The closing song is You Can Use My Bathtub by Little Tom. For show notes, links, and contact information, visit me at www.bathtubmermaid.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, at Melissa, spelled M-E-L-Y-S-S-E. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.
Steam is drifting into the night. It's cold outside. Coming off a scary street. Come on inside. Well, I know how it feels, babe, to feel unclean. Most everybody knows to feel that stain so deep inside. And still it shows. But you can use my bathtub. Understand, you can use my bathtub. Yes, you can.